The SUV slowed and stopped at the curb. Lee approached, but stopped a safe distance away. The driver lowered the window. He sat smirking and probably thought he was being charming.
Come closer. Let me see your face.
Lee stepped slightly closer, an intent look in her eyes.
While he examines my face, I take careful note of his, too.
Look at that complexion. Like strawberries.
With that observation, Lee turned on her heel and started to walk away from the Land Rover. She called over her shoulder.
Sorry, weirdo. I'm not a snack. I remember Mo's story. I can't appear too eager to get myself skinned alive.
Inwardly, Lee cringed and braced for impact.
I want her.
She heard the doors open, heard movement. Behind her, the burly pig-faced forms of the skin traders came bounding out of the SUV.
Go, go, go!
Lee turned and saw the pig-faced skinners running towards her.
Oh, shit.
She broke into a run, and out of the corner of her eye, she caught the fluttering of a tattered cape above her. X had leapt from his vantage point on the building.
Please, X, get down here now!
She glanced over her shoulder as she ran.
Oh, God. Mo was right.
X landed right in front of the five gnarly skin traders. The faces of the pigmen were expressionless, but their body language registered shock for a moment at this new figure.
They are monsters.
Consider this your first warning. Get out of my city.
The skin traders lunged toward X. One of the skin traders threw a punch that X dodged. X turned and threw a savage punch into the face of the nearest skin trader and a side kick to another solar plexus.
I see you've chosen to ignore my warning.
The skin traders surrounded X. The two skin traders X had already attacked returned punches as if nothing had happened. Lee stopped running and turned to watch the fight from a distance. X fired a jackhammer punch into one of the skin traders. It was almost like he had pounded his fist into a brick wall. Two of the other skin traders crept up behind him, ready to grab him. It quickly became an all-out brawl with X versus all five skin traders.
I can't believe what I'm seeing. X's blows usually bring any normal human being to his knees. But these things are still standing.
X broke away from the pack of the skin traders, reached behind his cape, and pulled his sword.
I've killed pigs before. You all squeal the same way when you die.